Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly look at all things medical. Seizures, fits, convulsions, they all refer to the same thing. Basically a set of symptoms caused by a short burst of abnormal electrical activity in the brain. The symptoms that occur depend on how much of the brain the abnormal electrical signals affect and where in the brain they're firing off. The classic seizures that most people think of are generalised seizures, where the abnormal electrical activity spreads to affect most or all of the brain. The person becomes unconscious and the whole of their body is affected by the seizure. The most common type of generalised seizure is known as a tonic-clonic seizure. What you'll see is that the person's body becomes very stiff and rigid and they fall to the floor. Their jaw muscles contract, they may bite their tongue and they may drool saliva. Their bladder can contract as well, so they can become incontinent of urine. This is all part of the tonic phase of the seizure. Then the person passes into the clonic phase. Their arms and legs start to twitch and jerk, and their muscles are repeatedly contracting and relaxing, so it looks like they're shaking. A tonic-clonic seizure doesn't usually last for more than a few minutes, sometimes just a few seconds. When the seizure has stopped, the person will be very drowsy, and it can take some time for them to fully recover. They might seem a bit confused, often they'll want to sleep, their muscles might feel sore, and they might have a headache. There are a number of different things that can cause this most common type of seizure. It may be a symptom of another health problem, for example due to a rapidly rising fever, particularly in children, or because of a very low blood sugar in someone who's diabetic. A head injury or damage to the brain caused by a stroke can also cause a one-off seizure. A term that people often get confused about is epilepsy. We say that someone has epilepsy if they have repeated seizures, and we can divide epilepsy into two, idiopathic epilepsy and symptomatic epilepsy. Idiopathic epilepsy basically means epilepsy due to an unknown cause. We don't know why the abnormal bursts of electrical activity occur in the person's brain, causing them to have the repeated seizures. Symptomatic epilepsy is when there's some underlying condition affecting the person's brain and causing the repeated seizures. For example, a severe head injury in the past, cerebral palsy, or a brain tumour. About 1 in 20 people will have a seizure at some point in their life for some reason, but it may be the only seizure that they ever have. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll have repeated seizures so that they'll develop epilepsy. So if you see someone having a seizure, what should you do? Try to note the time the seizure started and time how long it lasts for. It's important to prevent the person from injuring themselves by lowering them gently to the ground, placing cushions or padding around them and under their head if possible. Then call an ambulance. Remember, it's 144 for an ambulance in Switzerland. And let the person have their seizure. Don't put anything in their mouth. Don't hold them down. When the seizure's over, check to see if the person is responding. Gently shake their shoulders and talk to them. And check to see if they're breathing normally. If they are breathing, put them into the recovery position, as they will be drowsy and may vomit. The recovery position is a safe position for a person with a reduced level of consciousness, with them lying on their side. Cover the person with a blanket and keep them warm. Then wait with the person for medical help. Monitor their response and their breathing until help arrives. That's all we have time for today. Catch the podcast for this show and others at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.